This is Senator Al Simpson. Will Ted Kennedy go along with Drug Czar Bill Bennett's test case method to help rid the District of Columbia of drugs, crime, and killing? We'll face off in a moment. Ted, Bill Bennett is doing just the job we sent him to do, and he's cranking up by getting our own house in order right here in old D.C. His tactics are tough. That's just what we need right now. People are shot up here in record numbers. The lure of the fast cash even has teenagers dealing the stuff. It's a crisis that cries out for bold measures. When we held hearings in Judiciary Committee on Bennett's nomination, we knew he was no wallflower. He calls them as he sees them. His plan for the district will bring many forces together to join in the fight. Police, prisons, schools, housing projects, and more. It's a comprehensive, cooperative plan designed to snuff out this hideous blight. Ted, you join me in the Senate to support Bill Bennett's nomination. Going to stick with his tough plan to clean up this nation's capital, Ted?
Al, Drug Czar Bill Bennett's plan for the District of Columbia is a good first step to rescue the capital from the stranglehold of drug traffickers and help the city fight back against the epidemic of crime. If the plan has a fault, it's that Mr. Bennett is taking his new title of czar too literally. The plan won't work without cooperation from the local D.C. government. Yet Mr. Bennett simply dropped the plan on the city and announced it at a press conference with no local officials present. Tactics like that undercut the real promise offered by the plan. Federal investigators and intelligence analysts can help local officials break up drug networks. The Narcotics Trial Unit can expedite drug prosecutions, and new federal prisons will house local offenders. It's the first major test of the new federal drug law. If it works in D.C., it can work elsewhere, too. But it won't succeed, Al, without a little more cooperation and a little less czar. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.